WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In his first novel, Train Whistle Guitar, writer Albert Murray spun a yarn in the tradition of other Southern writers like William Faulkner, Eudora Welty, and Mark Twain, telling the story of Scooter, a young boy living in a small southern town. Now Scooter has grown up in the new novel, The Spyglass Tree. Book critic John Leonard's been following Scooter's progress. Here's his review.
The Spyglass Tree picks up just where Guitar left off, with young Scooter on his way, by scholarship, from Gasoline Point near Mobile on the Alabama Gulf Coast to the Black College at Tuskegee during the Depression. He is one of the talented tenth, those splendid young men picked out as early as the second grade by teachers and the rest of the black community to make folks proud. The precious few, he's told, that gotta make up for the many. Not for Scooter, nor for Albert Murray, the black man as victim, as martyr, or as pathology. Looking down from his spyglass tree at the briar patch he left behind, he sees a community that nurtured him through childhood. Fairy godmothers and demanding mentors. The teacher, Lexine Metcalf, who asks, "Who, if not you?" And the baseball umpire, Judge Doc the Hawk, who explains, in Shade's tonsorial parlor, "Now I'm going to tell you something once and for all about the shame and the blame. If you got the problem, and don't buckle down and come up with a solution, hang your own goddamn head in shame. And if you go all the way through college and don't come back with some answers, shame on all of us." Scooter takes textures with him to Tuskegee as well. Dog fennel meadows and crepe myrtle blossoms, a crawfish pond, a streetcar loop, and a pecan orchard. Salt air, cypress bayou, mattress moss, oysters and gumbo. And he brings with him, too, a density of culture. Chickawas, Choctaws, Creoles and Cajuns, buccaneers and runaway slaves, back alley bones rollers and barbershop politics, the upward mobility of the Pullman porter and the buffalo soldiers of the old 10th Cavalry, the Underground Railroad, and, of course, the blues. What Scooter gets at Tuskegee, where former fugitive slaves started their own college on the grounds of an old plantation, is equally complicated, and I won't spoil it with too much synopsis. But it includes, on the one hand, Egypt and Rome and Chaucer and Faulkner, Proust and Joyce and Sherlock and Cellini, Thorsten Veblen and Frederick Jackson Turner, Andre Malraux and Roger Fry. On the other hand, it also includes his remarkable roommate Snake and the boss lady blues singer Hortense Hightower, who gives him a bass fiddle, and the high-rolling entrepreneur Giles Cunningham, who gives him a job and a gun. And always there's the music. Bessie Smith and Duke Ellington, Ethel Waters and Count Basie, Ma Rainey and Jelly Roll Morton, Miss Blue Eula and Louis Armstrong. I've sorted some of this out. Murray is all mix, as if to improvise on one theme while the next sneaks up on him. Jazzy, yes, but also symphonic, into what he calls the also and also of whatever, wherever, in which he promises to make myself worthy. A forthcoming third volume will take Scooter north. His publisher calls Train Whistle Guitar a blues version of Tom Sawyer, and The Spyglass Tree a riff on James Joyce's Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. Fair enough. I'm reminded as well of Wole Soyinka's Ake and Vladimir Nabokov's Speak Memory. Out of a passionate past, Murray imagines the heroic self.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Spyglass Tree by Albert Murray, published by Pantheon.